listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the man who was to be the next king of Israel. I'm going to read you from 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 3 and 4, where we read this. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan took off the robe that was on him and gave it to David with his armor, even to his sword and bow and his belt. Sometime before he fought Goliath, God chose David to be the next king of Israel. It happened when the prophet Samuel anointed him at Bethlehem. Still, most people in Israel thought that the next king would be Jonathan, the oldest son of the present king Saul. It was strange that these two men, each on track for the same throne, would become friends. Yet they did become friends, and they made a covenant of friendship that would prove itself to be stronger than jealousy, stronger than envy, and even stronger than ambition. In fact, Jonathan took off the robe that was on him and gave it to David with his armor, even to his sword and his bow and his belt. When Jonathan gave David the robe and his armor, he said by this action, "You will be the next king of Israel. You should be dressed and armed as the crown prince. God's hand is on you, and these rightfully belong to you." Because Jonathan was surrendered to God, he could see the hand of the Lord upon David. He knew that David's destiny, and he was perfectly willing to set aside his ambition to honor the Lord's choice. For his part, David received the robe and Jonathan's armor, but he did not then say and think, "Good, Jonathan, now get out of my way because I'm going to replace your father as soon as I can." It would be more than 10 years until David would receive the throne of Israel and replace Saul. If Jonathan was ready to recognize David as God's choice to be the next king, David was willing to let God put him on the throne and to do it in God's timing. Both of these men were thoroughly submitted to the Lord. David couldn't receive Saul's armor back in 1 Samuel chapter 17, but he did receive Jonathan's armor. Not only because they were more similar in size, more importantly, they shared the same soul. They both loved God, and they both lived more for God and for others than for themselves. David and Jonathan both knew that if the circumstances were reversed, David would do the exact same thing for Jonathan because they both had the same soul. If the issue of who will be the next king was not settled in the hearts of Jonathan and David, they could have never had this kind of close love and friendship. They loved each other more than they loved the throne of Israel because they loved the Lord more than the throne of Israel. Friends, it's important that we always put people and relationships before things and positions. And it's important that we put God before everything and everyone. David and Jonathan did this, and the blessing was evident even thousands of years later. Hey, put people, relationships, but most importantly, God before everything, and you'll see the blessing in your life today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.